It was Maggie, and there was an edge of fear in her voice. It was nice that she didn't want to alarm me, but she did anyway. I leaped to my feet and stepped on a pup or two before I could get my bearings.
I'm sorry to wake you up.
Oh, no problem. I wasn't a snark, just resting my pork chops.
Follow me.
She went creeping across the yard, and as we approached the south fence, I began picking up the sound myself. It was faint at first, but it grew louder as we approached the fence. It was a very spooky sound, and I'll admit that it raised a strip of hair 2 inches wide all the way from the back of my neck to the tip of my tail. Someone was on the other side of the fence. Breathing. Breathing is normal, right? Everybody does it several times a day, and it's nothing to get excited about, right? I agree with the theory, but let me tell you something. When you wake up from a deep sleep and hear heavy breathing on the other side of the fence, in the dark of the night, fellers, that's about the spookiest sound in the whole entire world. Especially if you have reason to suspect that the heavy breather happens to be a huge monster Great Dane dog who's doctoring a grudge. Nursing a grudge. Holding a grudge. A monster Great Dane who's holding a grudge and thinking wicked thoughts and plotting revenge in the deep, dead dark of the night. And take my word for it, that's scary. You know, I don't enjoy being scared, especially if something I can't see. I'd rather get the thing out into the open and fight it, even if I happen to get whipped in the process. All right, Rambo, we know you're there. Are you ready for round two? No answer. You're not fooling anybody, and furthermore, we're not the least bit scared. Still no answer. Come on over the fence, Rambo, and we'll see what you're made of. Nothing but heavy breathing. I gave Maggie the sign, and we moved to another part of the yard where we could talk. She looked worried. I expect that I did too, because I was.
Henry, I'm frightened. What should we do about this?
Funny that you should ask, Mag. I was just wondering the same thing.
It's obvious that he's chosen to torment us, to make us live in a state of constant fear.
Yes, that guy is smarter and deviouser than I ever supposed. This could go on for weeks.
How long did you plan to stay, Henry?
Not for weeks.
Oh, dear.
I began pacing. My mind seems to work better when I pace, don't you see? Maggie, he's got us over a bucket. We're trapped in our own yard. All we can do is sit in here like a bunch of rabbits and wait for him to make the next move.
Maybe we could post a guard.
Yes, we could post a guard. But what if he decides to drag it out for days or weeks? Time is on his side. All he has to do is wait. By the time he decides to make his move, we'll be worn out from worry and lack of sleep. We'll be fighting amongst ourselves. We'll lose our spirit of teamwork. That's his strategy, Maggie. Divide and conquer.
Oh, he's such a hateful dog. Why did he have to live next door to us?
She heaved a sigh and was quiet for a moment.
Henry, it's hopeless. I can see that now. I should have given him his stupid kiss and let him take the children's bones.
No, Mag. Once you cave in to a bully, there's no end to it.
Well, he's going to win anyway, and the longer we put it off, the worse it's going to be.
She stood up.
I'll go tell him that we surrender.
Whoa, hold it. Wait a minute. Halt. Hey, Maggie, you left the ranch many years ago, but you're still a cow dog, and cow dogs don't surrender.
That's easy for you to say, Henry. You can leave and go back to your ranch, but we have to stay here. I must think of the children.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of the children, too. I don't want them to grow up cowards, afraid of every bully who happens to be bigger and louder than they are. There's a very important principle involved here.
Henry, You're right, but you're wrong.
No, I'm right, but I'm right. Before I'd let you surrender to that jerk, I'd go over that fence and challenge him to a fight to the death.
And then where would we be? Getting yourself killed in battle might solve your problem, but it wouldn't solve mine or the children's. No, Henry, there's no other way.
Mag, I can't stand by and watch you do this. It goes against everything I've ever believed in.
Then you should go, Henry. Thank you for trying. I wish it had worked out better.
She started towards the fence, but stopped and came back a few steps.
Henry, I really was proud of you today. Just for a few hours, you made us feel like real cow dogs. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Maggie, and good luck. She went to the south fence, and I went to the back of the yard. As I crouched down and prepared to spring up on the fence, I heard a burst of wicked laughter. Then...
That's fine, Maggie. That's real fine. But what does your bumpkin brother think about it?
Oh, he left hours ago.
I knew he was yellow. I just wish I could have had one more chance to sweep the yard with him.
All my muscles froze. I listened to the pounding of my heart. I couldn't stand the thought of running away with my tail between my legs, leaving my sister to be bullied and terrorized by that hoodlum dog. I whirled around and started towards the sound of his voice. But then I remembered. Maggie had asked me to leave. She had made her choice, and it didn't include me. Before I could think about it anymore, I ran straight for the back fence, leaped high in the air, climbed over the top, hit the ground, and ran south down the alley as hard as I could run. Yes, I was running away from everything I believed in. I was running away from myself, my pride, my past, my cowdog heritage, everything that mattered. And what really made me sick was that one part of me was glad to be running away. But I couldn't silence that still, small voice inside my head. Rambo said you were yellow, Hank. And sure enough, you are. Look at you. You're leaving your sister and her kids to a bully. Never mind what Maggie said. You knew what needed to be done, and you didn't do it. You chose to run and to forget, but you can't forget. A cow dog never surrenders, Hank, old boy, but you surrendered. I gritted my teeth and ran harder than ever. I had to get away from there. I had to get out of town, away from that voice inside my head. I sprinted down the alley, tripping over weeds and clods of hardened mud. I couldn't see where I was going, but I didn't care. I had to get out of town. Somewhere near the south edge of town, I saw a big yellow tomcat sitting in the moonlight. He was just sitting there in the middle of the alley, minding his own business and licking his front paw. Well, maybe I couldn't whip Rambo, but I could sure as thunder beat up a cat and make him the whipping post for all my scapegoats. My anger and frustration came to a point and focused on that cat. I increased speed, took dead aim at him, and... Most cats will run from a dog, but every once in a great while, we find one that will stand his ground and fight. Your tomcat seemed to be more prone to that sort of irrational behavior than others, and yes, once in a great while, as I say, he was a big cat, and the closer I came to him, the bigger he looked. I kept waiting for him to hiss and run. By the time I began to suspect that he might not run, it was too late to alter course. Yikes. Yes, he slapped me across the nose with a handful of very sharp claws. And yes, he somehow managed to climb upon my back, and no, I don't suppose we need to discuss it anymore. What really matters is that I finally bucked him off and escaped with some excellent research material on the nature of tomcats. By the time I had shed that insane tomcat, I had reached the south edge of town. Up ahead, I could see one last mercury vapor yard light, and beyond that, nothing but darkness, an open prairie. I ran towards the light and began to realize that I was approaching the Devil's Island for dogs, the Twitchell Dog Pound. That was no place for me, so I... On the other hand, I knew a guy who lived there, or did at one time. His name was Ralph, Dog Pound Ralph. Not a bad guy if you could tolerate his slow manner and his dreary basset hound face. And it suddenly occurred to me that Dog Pound Ralph might have a role to play in a plan that had just taken shape in my mind. A plan that just might provide a solution to the Rambo problem.